What's going on, and welcome to We Live on a Planet. It's Friday, December 21st, 2018, episode 303. It's balmy here in upstate New York this morning on this Friday, December 21st. It really is. It's 45 with temperatures feel like 38, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty warm for December temperatures. Highs are going to be about 52 degrees. It's rainy, though. Tomorrow's supposed to be about 34 and snowy. How crazy. It needs to snow. We only have four more days till Christmas, and you got to have a white Christmas. Well, if you live here in upstate New York, you always like to have a white Christmas, and that's all you hope for, and then the rest of the snow can beat it. Nothing you can do about it, though. It's always here. It's rainy, though, like I said, with the winds are blowing out of the east-southeast, 14 miles per hour. Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it on this first day of winter here in upstate New York, right on the lake shores of Lake Ontario. Are you ready for Christmas? Hopefully you are. Hopefully you've done everything you need to do. You know, it's not all about just getting things. It really isn't. So hopefully you didn't stress yourself out over that. I'm all set for it, all prepared. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to spending Christmas with my family. We're going to be going over to my oldest daughter's house this year for Christmas. Usually we go to my in-laws, and we're doing it at my daughter's. So this year, that will be nice and different. And then for Christmas, my daughters are coming over to our house, and my wife and I are going to cook a nice ham dinner, I think, spiraled ham. And then green bean casserole. That's a staple. I missed that this Thanksgiving, didn't get it. So that's why we're having that. I don't really think a spiraled ham dinner and green bean casserole going together, but I just could eat green bean casserole alone. So that's what we're going to do. That's the decision we're making at that moment. Brings me to our quote that I want to share with you. Theodore Roosevelt said, "In any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. The worst thing you can do is nothing. So at least do something." Thanks, Teddy Roosevelt. We've heard from Teddy Roosevelt before on this show. I've had more than once I've shared one of his quotes. He had a lot of good ones. And when I read a good one or I get a good one, I like to share it with you. I like to share random facts with you too from Google when I'm feeling curious. And this one was kind of neat. I thought it was something interesting. You don't think about this stuff. I don't. But I think they're strong. But I wouldn't think they were this strong. How strong is a strand of human hair? Well, a single strand could hold about 100 grams, which is roughly 3 ounces in weight. But if you combined the hair of a whole head, it could support 12 tons. 12 tons, that's the weight of 2 elephants. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Weight for weight, it's not as strong as steel, but more like aluminum or reinforced glass fibers, or even more like Kevlar. You know, Kevlar, that stuff that's used to make bulletproof vests. Wow. A single strand, 100 grams, but you combine that all and it can support 12 tons. That is amazing. We're pretty strong. The human body is amazing anyways, isn't it? It really is. To know that we can learn facts like that too. Not only to know that our human hair can do that or is that strong, that somebody knows that I was able to learn that today. I think it's fascinating what we can learn with the technology that we have today, such as stuff that happened on this day of history. On today's date, Pan Am Flight 103 explodes over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. This one is really one that I know of and remember because it has its ties right here to upstate New York, because a lot of the passengers of the 243 and the 16 crew members, as well as not forget the 11 residents on the ground, But a lot of those passengers were students from Syracuse University. So our local news will talk about that every year. And they have a memorial at Syracuse for them and a moment of silence over at SU Hill as well. So we can learn a lot about history at the History Channel's website, and we can always remember too. So it's not it's somber things, but it also is a remembrance that we can have from heading on over the website, such as Curious George co-creator Margaret Ray. She dies on this date in 1996. I grew up with Curious George, the man in the yellow hat. It's a good book. That's how I remember it. It wasn't until years later that I saw it on cartoon, but it was a book to me. Like Clifford the Big Red Dog. I remember that book too. Book fairs and bookmobiles were something that I remember real well as a kid. It was pretty neat. You could, you'd get a little flyer that you'd bring home and you'd get to check off what book you wanted. Wait for a week or week and a half for it to come to your school and get your book. You couldn't wait. It was a lot of fun. Good memories. I have a lot of memories that I can... My memories are pretty good. Here's one. 1985. Harry Chapin. He earns a number one hit with Cats in the Cradle. Huh? Well, that song came out way before 1985. Must be it. It got its... Finally got its rep. Because it came in 1974 or so, that song. long dramatic pause. I went to open it up, but all of a sudden it said there was a problem, and I was like, oh, I lost interest. So hopefully you're not losing interest too. I was like, well, what happened in 1985? That song came out in 70. It for some reason it hit its debut. Or not debut, but it finally got its acclaim for it. Sorry. 1970. Nixon meets... Thank you very much, Mama. Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis Presley. How was that Elvis impersonation? Not bad? Terrible? I don't know. There's somebody I remember too, Elvis. I remember as a kid wetting my hair back, down and brush combing it all back. Rolling up my sleeves, trying to look like Elvis or the Fonz. Watching Elvis play in Hawaii. One of those, one of his last concerts before he passed away. I remember that. Yeah, so there's a lot more you can learn over at the History Channel's website, and it won't make you lose interest, hopefully. Like I almost... possibly did with you when we were learning about 1985 and Harry Chapin. Cats in the Cradle. All right, let's open up the phone lines to you guys. Is this a quick show? Sometimes quick is okay. Let's open up the phone lines and hear from you guys. If you want to be a part of the show, you can contact me too if you're using the Anchor app. It's super easy. If you are listening through another podcast provider, such as Pocket Cast, who sponsors this show, so thank you, Pocket Cast, you can be a part of the show too. Just hit me up at WLOAP.com. Easy way to reach me and be a part of the show. Stick around. We'll find out who we're going to hear from next.
Hello, my friend, it is Sheena Diane. I just wanted to pop over here really quickly because I got a new listener named Steve Wright, and he's from the UK, but he had a really great question about how to put the call-ins in a nice professional way. And as you know, my station is not very primmed and proper, but yours is. So I wanted to go ahead and give him your information. So I sent him a link to your podcast because I love the way that you do your podcast and how your call-ins are always in the right places. I feel like you take a lot of time and make your channel just so professional. So I send him over to you. Say hello to Steve Wright if he calls in from me. And hopefully he enjoys your station as much as I do. But I figured you would be more help with that than I would, because I just kind of stick my call-ins wherever I feel the need. So anyway, just say hi to Steve Wright when he listens.
Thank you, Sheena Diane. I appreciate that. No pressure at all now. Saying that I do it all professional. Thank you. I try. I you know, it's perfectly imperfect, but I still am trying my best, and I do put a lot of time in or thought into the calls. Once you guys are, the way I look at it is, if you're taking the time to call in, I want to give the time back. So you telling Steve Wright about this, a listener from the UK, about my podcast, thank you. And that you like the way I put my stuff together, thank you for that too. That's encouragement that I really need and fuel that helps me keep going. So thank you, Sheena Diane. I appreciate that. All right, looks like we have another phone call. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks again, Sheena.
Okay, Patrick, next message. What kind of coffee maker do you have? Did I hear you mention a K-cup? See, I don't have anything cool and foo-foo like that. I have old school French press, grind your coffee beans, and steep it like tea. Oh my God, I love my French press. And you know what is really cool about it? Is if somebody hits a power line or something, or transformer blows up, I can still make coffee, because all I have to do is fire up the rocket stove and I can boil water. And if your listeners don't know what a rocket stove is, they should check out Desert Fox on Instagram, because we put a video of the rocket stove in use right there on Instagram. It's awesome. But anyways, we were talking about coffee. Woohoo! I love hazelnut. It's my favorite. Anyways, so my questions are, do you add hazelnut flavor to your coffee? And what kind of coffee maker do you have?
Thanks, Tammy. That's Tammy from Awesome Sauce Radio. Coffee. Talking coffee. The other day I was talking about why I brought you guys out of the studios and got some coffee. Nothing fancy. I don't use anything fancy, just a regular, it's a Ninja coffee thing. And for coffee, I do, how many times am I going to say coffee? regular flavored, but I add creamer. So I usually like the creamer of hazelnut creamer. Is one of my favorites. So like hazelnut flavored coffee, I don't usually do, and I don't add the flavors to it, just the creamer. And I'm a creamer-holic. I like my coffee pretty sweet. And you could cook it on a rocket stove. You're absolutely correct. I remember checking out your rocket stove that you guys made over the summer time. So yeah, if you guys are curious, go head on over to Awesome Sauce Radio. You can find them right on Instagram, anywhere. I was going to say anywhere Instagram can be found. Well, you know where Instagram can be found. So that's with any of my callers, like Sheena Dan that called earlier. These guys are all out in the social networking market like all of us. So you can find anybody that calls into my show. If you want to find out more about where they can be found, hit me up. I can find them for you. We got more calls, so stick around. We'll be right back. And it's time to pay a couple bills.
Patrick, hey, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. And I saw Bohemian Rhapsody last night. Oh my God, I loved it. And I have to tell you, Patrick, I was with my son and I told him that I had seen Queen years ago with Freddie Mercury. Such an awesome show. It was a combo show with Billy Squire. So much fun. But Freddie Mercury died in 1991 at 45 years old. And here I am telling my son I'd seen them before. And this morning I look up on the computer. Do you know that the concert I saw was at Irvine Meadows Amphitheater? Irvine is in Orange County, Southern California. I found it on the computer, the date, September 11th, 1982. 1982, Patrick, I didn't realize it was that long ago. Do you like Queen, by the way? What is your favorite Queen song?
Thanks, Maria. I appreciate it. 1982, Irvine, California with Billy Squire, huh? Yeah, I remember Billy Squire. Favorite Queen song? Oh, man. I don't know. I want to see that movie, though. I'm glad you went and brought your son to see Bohemian Rhapsody. And I'm not going to say Bohemian Rhapsody. That seems too easy to say. I really liked Another One Bites the Dust. That's the one that was really popular at my time, my era. And I can remember that one. Just, I like all Queen songs. Freddie Mercury was amazing. He was amazing. I'm glad you got to see him in 1982 in Irvine, California. So awesome. Thanks, Maria. I do appreciate it. Thanks for taking time to give me a buzz and asking me what my favorite Queen song is. I do appreciate it. Looks like we have time for another phone call. Stick around. We'll be right back.
All right. Check this out, Pat. I got a question because I got an episode coming out on Christmas morning in regards to the Grinch. The truth about the Grinch. It could be a play on words. It can be happy and sad. It can be figuratively. It can be literally. It doesn't matter. But when you hear this question, just tell me what you think when it comes to mind. How has the Grinch stolen your Christmas? Was there a time ever that it happened to you? Let me know. And then also, if you want to give me a two call back to back on your thoughts and your insights on the Grinch, let me know so I can air it and add it to the episode. And you know it'll be a no-show flair. Come on, man. Wonder Twin powers activate. Booyah.
Thanks, Mr. No-Show. Great to hear from you. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. Man, that brings back memories. That, not the Jim Carrey Grinch. Not that there's anything wrong with that Grinch movie, but you know, the old cartoon one. Yeah, that's the one I like. Boris Karloff. Mr. Grinch. My Grinch moment. If you guys want to know what it is, you're going to have to head on over to Mr. No Show's theater and have a listen and participate. You can find Mr. No Show, MisterKnosho, Mr. No Show, anywhere podcasts can be found. And participate. Get a hold of him and tell him what your Grinch moment might be. I told him mine. If you want to hear, you're going to have to head on over. All right, thank you for your time today. It was kind of a short show, but I do appreciate it. And I hope you have an awesome weekend. Christmas, like I said, is right around the corner. If you celebrate Christmas, hopefully you have a nice holiday coming up. And I will talk to you guys very shortly. Talk to you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.